Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of September, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Those paid Chrome extensions, you know, the ones that are offered in the Chrome Web Store? Yeah, they're getting shut down. Developers were actually informed they could no longer make new paid extensions, meaning that developers who are trying to monetize their extensions will have to do so with other payment handling systems. Now, apparently, this will kind of be a long, drag-out process. Google will gradually phase out other functionality over the next coming months, and then come February 1st of next year, Google says that existing extensions can no longer charge customers using the Chrome Web Store's payment system. This is just putting on top of what Google's already started out this year. You might remember back in April, the company rolled out a number of new policy updates that were actually intended to reduce spammy extensions, quote-unquote. Mobile World Congress has been officially postponed again. Mobile World Congress, you know, of course, didn't happen this year. We all know why. And it said, yeah, it'll be coming in March 2021. Yeah, they have to kind of backtrack on that now. Instead, it looks like it's going to be late June 2021 now. Though there has been some speculation it will be between the 28th of June through the 1st of July. Still, though, not set in stone. Now, of course, the decision to extend now to June was made to ensure that the event would be safe. And unfortunately, the way the pandemic has been going this year, March just seemed a little too close for comfort. Hopefully, it won't get delayed again. Hey, been trying to order the Xbox Series X and the S? Well, if you didn't get one, you're going to be out of luck till launch day. Probably because Microsoft seems to be holding back some stock for the Xbox Series X and S so that they actually have enough for launch day. Microsoft said it was humbled by the demand of the next generation consoles. They went on to say that it expects more units to arrive by November 10th. So, if you're looking to get one, you should probably sign up for stock alerts from your preferred retailers. Finally, yeah, tell about being annoyed with neighbors. This one takes the cake. Yes, this brings us over to a village in England, where apparently for 18 months now, the whole damn village has been on and off again with its broadband connections, usually every day around 7 a.m. So for 18 months, engineers came out, did investigating, couldn't figure out what the hell the problem was. They even put in new cables, and that failed to fix the issue. That is until one resident figured out that by switching on their old freaking television at 7 a.m. every morning was simply causing the entire village to lose its broadband connections. Apparently, this television had so much electrical interference, it was affecting broadband signal. And the only reason why they found this out is because engineers, after being so dumbfounded of what was going on, actually walked around the village with a monitor called a spectrum analyzer to see if they could actually find any electrical noise. And voila, there it was, an old friggin' television set. Now, the person who owned the television set, which, by the way, wants to remain anonymous, I can't imagine why, has promised that they will not use the television set again. And so far, I guess they've held true to their word. The village so far has had stable broadband signal. Ah, at least the story has a happy ending, except maybe for the television set. If I was the owner of that thing, I would destroy the evidence. Have you got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN podcasts over there. It's also where you can help support the new show, too. It's because of your donations each and every month that this show can actually exist, so we need your support. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the new show on the air. Take a look at our Facebook page over there and give us a like as well at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for Friday's edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.